We're going to take a sharp turn now and talk about one of Canada's greatest inventions, not insulin or the light bulb, and yes, Canadians are credited with those. I'm talking about poutine, French fries doused in cheese curd and brown gravy. Poutine is Quebec's signature dish, great for those frigid winters, but now it's showing up fancified on menus from New York to L.A. It's in Las Vegas, though, where you'll find a poutine craze at the moment. The World's Jason Margolis has a story.
I heard about the Vegas poutine trend in a short article in the Las Vegas Weekly. So I emailed the writer, Brock Radke, and asked if he'd take me on a personal poutine tour. We began at Bruxy, a California-based chain.
So this poutine has waffle-cut French fries, which adds a new dimension of probably unnecessary gluttony, right? Chopped up bits of fried chicken, cheese curds, sausage gravy.
Methodically, we plow our way through the plate. We're both a little conflicted, though.
It's a little strange. Not bad.
Do you think they put on too many things?
No, I just think that these things don't seem to have anything to do with each other.
We decided to step back and try a more authentic poutine. We hit Smoke's Poutinerie, a Canadian chain recently opened in downtown Vegas.
So, you know, it comes from Canada. You got to go to the source, right?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Robert Buckle, the friendly owner, greets us at the counter. He's not Canadian, he's a native Californian. Still, he gives us a basic poutine lesson. He says many Americans are a little afraid of poutine.
I do have to explain it to him. Like, just imagine it's mashed potatoes with gravy, but deep fried. Like, a lot of times it clicks in their mind, like, oh, that sounds really good.
These are all really, really good.
We sampled four varieties. Vegetarian, double pork, smoked meat with mushroom, and Radke's personal favorite, the bacon cheeseburger poutine.
Well, this one is just like the best bacon cheeseburger that you ever had, just kind of exploded. And you put a firecracker in it and nuked it, and now you're just going to eat the remains of it.
Yeah, what he just said. One problem, we were both beyond stuffed. Radke had to go lie down. My time in Vegas was limited, though, so I pressed on. Next stop, the Barrymore. A cool, classy Vegas steakhouse.
So, my name is Luis. I'm going to take care of you tonight. For my entrees, we have a bone-in ribeye, which is phenomenal.
I told the waiter, Luis Ponce, I was here for one thing and one thing only.
The poutine. Okay, this one is another, like, a really, really good side dish. So, basically, we have fresh hand-cut fries, the fresh lump crab meat over the top, a little bit of asparagus, and finish it with béarnaise over the top. Every single bite, you get a little bit of the crab, a little bit of the...
It was the most extraordinary plate of French fries I'd ever had. But I'm eating and thinking, there's no gravy here, no cheese curds. Does this even qualify as poutine? A lot of Canadians might say no, but they're not so worried about that in Vegas.
As far as how important it is to stay with a traditional poutine, I don't think it's so important anymore.
Kirk Perry is the general manager at the Barrymore and a longtime chef. He says with food in 2016, anything is game.
Between the ability to get ingredients from anywhere on the planet to the new modern techniques, I think that in today's blending world of cultures, cuisine is a great way for us to expand upon that and do new and creative things.
Well, three poutine stops in one day was more than enough for me. And where else can you really go after crab and asparagus on your fries? But this being Vegas, I was feeling greedy. I took a few days off, then went to the Public House, a restaurant at the high-end Venetian Hotel. The poutine here comes topped with duck confit, marinated for 24 hours, cheese curds, stout gravy, and one egg sunny-side up. And chives. The sommelier, Bernard Urpicum, comes by to suggest a drink pairing.
You know, you want a light Pinot Noir, something more feminine. So you have the pink cherry, black cherries, so that it can substantiate the cheese curd, the French fries, without overpowering it.
I felt like I'd died and gone to poutine heaven.
Create a really interesting little dance between...
For the World, Jason Margolis, Las Vegas.
And all of those great flavors and...
Fries, melted cheese curd and gravy. Poutine is not known for how good it looks. It's all about how good it tastes. Still, we have some delicious-looking photos up at PRI.org. Prepare to get hungry.